All right, Rabbi, say good morning. Let's begin. A lot to do and not a lot of time. So today's daf is Sadi Ches 98. And we are picking up Amar Rabbi Abba, which is 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines down from the top. Amar Rabbi Abba. So we'll say Rabbi Abba said the following. In the Chalkeitz Megulam Izeh. So we'll say still speaking about Yemos HaMashiach and specifically focusing on signs that the Messianic era has arrived. So what's one of the signs of Messianic era as Rav Shnei Amar? Va'atem hari Yisrael anpechem titnu uprichem tisu la'ami Yisrael. So the Gemara here quotes from the pasuk from Yecheskel, that Yecheskel says that when Mashiach will come, when the Messianic era arrives, so the Eretz Yisrael will produce fruit, unlike it did before. Tzad Yeches 98a, about 10 lines down from the top. So the Gemara says, so one of the signs that Geula is here is that Eretz Yisrael will produce fruit in greater abundance. Thank you, say thank you. In greater abundance than it had before. Thank you. In greater abundance than it had before. Thank you. Oh, so our shir this morning is dedicated by Yona and Shushi Ehrenfeld, who are the Talmud Torah sponsors for the month, in memory of Yona's grandfather, whose first yahrzeit is rapidly approaching. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, the Shem will have an aliyah and the family in a chama. So we'll say, so therefore again, Rav Tzvi Yehuda says, so the Gemara says that the sign of messianic approach is that the land will come back to life. So amazingly enough, Rav Tzvi Yehuda, Kohen Kol Kaseh Chatzadik Livracha, pointed to the fact that the modern day reestablishment of Eretz Yisrael, of Medinas Yisrael, was a sign of messianic coming. He said, because if you look at the fruits that Eretz Yisrael is like a leading exporter in all these strange kinds of fruits and vegetables, these hybrid items. And he said, it's a sign that ultimately the land is coming back to life. The Gemara goes weiter. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Af Mizeh. Rabbi Eliezer says, here's another sign. Shine Emar Ki Lifnei Hayom Ha'Ilahim Sachar Adam Lo Niya Uschar HaBehema Einena. So the Gemara talks about over here that when Mashiach comes, ultimately again, the people will not be able to find jobs, animals will not even be hired out for work, and there will be no shalom from the oppressor, from the Yotze and Yavo. So what does this mean? So we'll say, so we're going to get into a motif now, where the Gemara discusses the idea that part of the arrival of the Messianic era is marked by financial hardship. Financial hardship. So the Gemara says, "My liotzei v'lavo." What does it mean, liotzei v'lavo? In shalom, minatzar. Rav Amar after midi chachamim. So Rav says, even the Talmidei Chachamim ultimately, again, will be oppressed in the prelude to the Messianic era. Let's say, see, many times Talmidei Chachamim were spared the trials and travails of the difficulties of Am Yisrael, but the Messianic persecution will be so intense that even Talmidei Chachamim ultimately again will suffer through it. Shekasuba and Shalom D'chsiv, Shalom Rav Lo'avei Sorasecha, in Shalom Mipnei Tsar. Ushmuel, Amar Shmuel says, Achiu Kula Sharim Kulun Shkulun. So we'll say again, remember the motif over here is that Yemos HaMashiach ultimately is marked by financial difficulties. In this case over here, Shmuel says, all of the prices will be the same. I don't know what you call this in economic terms, but essentially, there's no more expensive items, inexpensive items. All items are equally priced. Ali, what's the name of that? Amazon. Deflation? Okay. Good. We call it Messianic era. Emirat Hashem. So the idea of here is everything goes down and is ultimately equally priced. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein Ben David Ba. Listen to this. We'll say another sign of financial difficulty. David HaMelech, excuse me, Ein Ben David Mashiach only comes. And she is back each dag lechola. Below Yimatze. They will seek out a fish. Right? They'll seek out a fish. And they'll say under normal circumstances. So remember again, when in doubt about Talmudic remedy, almost every single Talmudic remedy is the same. And it consists of fatty meat and undiluted wine. The truth is, it does cure everything, if you think about it, right? Or at least it allows you to forget everything. Either way. So the idea of the Gemara says, where Yemos HaMashiach, there's going to be such financial difficulty that they won't even try to get a piece of meat for the chola, but at least they'll try to get some fish, and they will be unsuccessful. Lo liyimat yeshen emar, az ashkia miyameyem benaro, sam kishemen, olich. Bekasa basrei, payimu atzmiach kerem beis Yisrael. Rabbi Cham, Rabbi Chanina. Both say, so we're just going quickly through the psukim. On Rabbi Cham, Rabbi Chanina. Ein ben David ba, at shetich lem malchus hazala mi Yisrael. Both say, this is actually quite profound. Rabbi Cham, Rabbi Chanina says, if you want a sign, remember, all of this is focused on signs for the upcoming messianic redemption. So how do you know that Mashiach will come? The prelude to Mashiach is when Klal Yisrael loses all autonomy, that there is no Klal Yisrael autonomy. Right? Absolutely no autonomy for Klal Yisrael. Even what he says, Ashetich Lamalchus Azala, means they won't even have the smallest bit of autonomy. Shnei Amar, Vekaras Azala Bemizmaro, Suksib Basrei, Ba'isahi Yuval Shaila Hashem Tzavakos, Ememashech Humorit. Amaz Iri, Amar Bechanina, Ein Ben David Ba, Achiyich Lugas Eruach Mi'Yisrael. Mashiach only comes when the arrogant no longer exist in Klal Yisrael. Shnei Amar, Ki Az Osir Mekir Bacha Alizi Gava Secha, Uksiv v'sharti b'kirbacha am ani v'dal b'chasu b'shem Hashem. Baruch Shalom says, I will cut off the arrogant and only those who are literally, in this case, ani v'dal doesn't just mean simply financially impoverished, but rather more importantly, what it means is humbled. I will only members of humbled, only the humbled members of Klal Yisrael will be left, and ultimately again v'chasu b'shem Hashem. Amar Rabbi Smaloi, Mishum Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Ein ben David ba, atchiyichlu kol shofte meshotcha miYisrael. We'll say, just by the way, we're coming up on a Gemara. If you have a friend who is not yet here at Shir right now, text him that he should get here in the next 2 minutes, because we are about to do a Gemara that I'm just kidding. We're not up to it yet, but we're about to do a Gemara that is mamish like, and especially the guys who always say, oh, we should make that film earlier on Sunday morning. Right? None of them are here right now. Michael's here. Not one of them is here. I just want to go on record. Not one. So just, they'll listen to this recording later on. They're going to know who they are. Big talkers. Okay, Dr. Langbaum is here. Reb Chaim is here. But that's, okay. I'm sorry. You never said anything, but I know you benefit. So the Gemara says the following. So Rabbi Elazar Shimon says, "Ein ben David ba atchich l'kol ashofte meshotcha miYisrael." Ultimately, again, so David HaMelech, Mashiach only comes when the shoftim veshotrim disappear from Yisrael. Now, what does this mean? So this is talking about, well, we'll see in just a moment. Shnei Amar, v'ashiva yadi alecha, v'etzof kibar sigecha, v'ashiva shoftecha. So both say, the Gemara is saying over here that in the pre-messianic era, there's going to be dramatic anarchy. Dramatic anarchy. That there's not going to be any shoftim veshotrim. Amar Ula. And Yerushalayim niftis ela b'tzedakah. Yerushalayim is only redeemed with tzedakah. We'll say, what does this mean? First wide line, Tzadi Chesam and Aleph. Yerushalayim, right, is only redeemed with incredible acts of chesed. Shene emar, tzion b'mishpat yipada, v'shaveh b'tzedakah. We'll say, there's so much to speak about in this Gemara, this idea, that at the end of the day, what brings us back to Yerushalayim, what redeems Yerushalayim, what redeems Klal Yisrael, interestingly enough, is not Torah, or not Torah by itself, but rather, again, it's tzedakah. And you understand in this context, tzedakah doesn't simply refer to giving money. Tzedakah refers to becoming Bali Chesed. That the secret to being back in Yerushalayim, the secret to a unified Yerushalayim, the secret to Geula is ultimately being together with one another, being Bali Chesed with one another. Amar Rav Papa, Ibatli Yihiri, Batli Amagushi. Rav Papa said, if the Yihiri, if the arrogant Jews would no longer exist, meaning if there'd be no more arrogant Jews, then there'd be no more Amagushi. The Amagushi, Rashi points out, were Persian sorcerers who apparently were very abusive to the Jews. E batli dayani, and again, if the corrupt judges would no longer exist, then batli gizrafti. Then Rashi says over here, gizrafti are shoftim ovdei kochavim hachavutin es yisrael b'maklos. If there would no longer be any kind of a corrupt Jewish judges, then there would be no more corrupt Gentile judges. I batli yihiri, batli amagushi. So how do we know again, if there are no more arrogant people, then no more arrogant Jews, then there'll be no more Persian sorcerers. Dichsiv ve'etzof kibar sigecha v'asir kobudi lecha. Vi batli dayani, batli gizrafti. Dichsiv heisi Hashem mishpatecha p'hana ayvecha. So we'll say, here we go. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Imra isa dar shemismait. If ultimately, again, you see a generation, we'll say now, mismait means they're becoming aniyim. If you see a generation which Klal Yisrael is becoming impoverished, v'holich, chakelo, wait for Mashiach. Meaning Mashiach is sure to come. If you see rampant poverty, then that is a sign of impending messianic salvation. Shnei emar, v'esam ani toshia. If you see a generation where there are incredible sorrows, incredible difficulties overtaking Klal Yisrael like a raging river, chakelo, wait for Mashiach. Shnei emar, ki yavo kinar tzar, ruach Hashem noses abo, v'samach lei, uvalet zion goel. Baruch Rabbi Yochanan, ein ben David ba, ela bedar, we'll say this is actually an incredible Gemara. Ein ben David ba, elish bedar shekulo zakai, o kulo chayiv. Mashiach will only come in a generation which is absolutely righteous, or absolutely wicked. We'll say this is an amazing thing. Well, excuse me just a moment. If the generation is totally righteous, and again, if your nation are total tzaddikim, then ultimately, again, they will eternally inherit the land, which is a reference to Messianic redemption. Or Mashiach could come in a generation which is totally wicked. So we'll say, this is a dramatic Gemara. I often quote this concept on Tisha B'Av. You know, one of the towards the end of the kinos of the morning, so you see a kino of Betzeisim Yerushalayim, Betzeisim Mitzrayim. We contrast the experiences of leaving Egypt and leaving Yerushalayim when the Beis HaMikdash was conquered. So there's a beautiful maaseh that's told that the Blujev Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, used to dafka save a piece of the Afikoman to be consumed by the Suda HaMafsekes. He would save a piece of the Afikoman, ultimately again to eat to the meal before Tisha B'Av. He said, reminiscent of this kino, B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. We ate the Afikoman on the night of the Seder, then he would eat a piece of it by the Suda HaMafsekes. And the Rebbe said so beautifully, he said, you know, what that kino represents is, Klal Yisrael were either B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, or B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. In other words, generally, Klal Yisrael doesn't exist in like a parav state. Either things are exceptionally good, or things are exceptionally bad. Now, it happens to be that there are many years where things were exceptionally bad. It became our norm, so it no longer felt exceptionally bad. It just felt normal. But Lamaise, if you look at the history of Klal Yisrael, that's how we live. We either live B'tzeisim Yerushalayim, or B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, or B'tzeisim Yerushalayim. We exist at the extremes. We exist at the poles. So the Gemara is saying over here, saying to Mashiach. Mashiach comes either when the generation is totally righteous or when the generation is totally wicked. It depends on the extreme of Klal Yisrael. But one of them ultimately will bring Mashiach. Rabbi Alexander Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rami Ksiv. Vim aru anani shmaya kivar inish aso. Ksiv ani rochev al-chamar. So we'll say, listen to this Gemara. So Rabbi Alexander Rabbi Yeshua says, we have contradictory psukim. One pasuk says that the Mashiach essentially is going to come in on clouds, right? And I looked and I saw a man. I saw in the clouds and I saw the image of a man. Mashiach is going to come on clouds, and yet the other pasuk says, "Ani rochi v'alchamar," that he's going to be a pauper who rides on a donkey. So which one is it? Is Mashiach coming in on clouds, or is he coming in on a donkey? So Gemara says, it depends. Zochu iman on Ishmael. If Klal Yisrael merits, in other words, if Mashiach is coming because Klal Yisrael, where does that come? Because we're absolutely righteous, then Mashiach will come in on clouds. Lo zochu ani rochi v'alchamar. Ultimately, again, if we're not zocha, then he will be a poor man who comes in on a donkey. Amalei Shavuos, listen to this. Amalei Shavuos Malkul Shmuel. So King Shapur said to Shmuel, I heard Amrisu Mashiach Achamra Asi. I heard that your Messiah comes in on a donkey. I'm going to make you a deal. Ishtalei Susi Barko the Isli. I'm happy to lend them a horse. So we'll say, so understand that King Shapur was making fun of Klal Yisrael. He was saying, oh, I heard your Messianic king rides in on a donkey. Listen, I'm happy to lend him out a horse for the long weekend. You know, I'm happy to give him a horse so he could come in. So Amarle, so we'll say, so Shmuel, and we'll say, it's an incredible, very important yisod. Sometimes in life, someone engages us in a conversation, or someone asks a question, and they're not really interested in hearing the answer. They're interested in advancing their opinion. The best thing to do when someone tells you something and they just want to talk, they do not really want to listen, they don't want an answer, is what? Listen and just nod your head. Okay, good point. Valid idea. Thanks a lot. Right? So Shmuel has absolutely no interest in engaging in King Shapur because King Shapur has really no interest in the answer. He's trying to poke fun. So Shmuel deflects the question by saying, Amalei, may Islei Barchi Yuri Gavni, do you have a horse that has 100 colors? What he was saying was, that donkey is not going to be any ordinary donkey. It's going to be a special donkey. And you don't have a horse that's a special. Fine. So we'll say, get ready. If you didn't text yet, text now. Says the Gemara the following. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech olam shakol nieh bidvaro. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. I will say, this is a dramatic maysa. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, ashkach leilio, davikaymi apischa dema'arta d'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Yochai. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, he went to the burial cave of Rashbi. So what happens? He found that Eliyahu HaNavi was standing at the entrance of the burial cave of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Amarle, Asina la'alma da'asi. So what happens? So he asks Eliyahu HaNavi, am I going to the world to come? So Rabbi Shua ben Levi asking Eliyahu HaNavi, am I going to the world to come? Amarle, Imirtza Adon. Now what does Imirtza Adon of us mean? Imirtza Hashem, if God wills it. In other words, we'll say what Eliyahu HaNavi essentially was saying was, I don't know, meaning that's above my pay grade. I don't make those decisions. That's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if God decides, so Amarle, Imirtza Adon. I'm Rabbi Shimon Levi. Shnayim Ra'isi, they're called Gimel Shamati. So Rabbi Shimon Levi was saying, Elio is apparently like not just at the entrance of the cave, but he's like a shtickle blocking the cave also. Rabbi Shimon Levi is peering in and he says, I don't understand. He says, I see two people, but I hear three voices. See, he saw Elio. He also saw Rashbi Yoshua Yochai, but he hears a third voice. That third voice that he's hearing is the voice of the Shechina. So he's persistent. In other words, he wants to be able to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am I going to go to Olam Haba or not? So Eliyahu HaNavi tells him, here's what you need to do. Amarle, Zil Shaili Lididei. You need to go ask Mashiach. Go ask Mashiach ultimately again if you're going to Olam Haba. So if that's fine, ask Rabbi Shimon Levi, Vehechi Yosef. So by the way, okay, where exactly could I find the Mashiach? Where could I find the Mashiach? So that you might listen to this. Yosef Apischa de Karta. He sits at the entranceway of the city. Mashiach dwells at the entranceway of the city. Says the Gemara, Umay Simone, and how, well, that's fine, he dwells at the entranceway of the city, but how will I know if he's Mashiach? Says the Gemara, Yosef Bene Amie Sovli Chalon. Because Mashiach sits amongst the lepers. The people with Saras. Who are the people who dwelled on the outside of the city? Ultimately, again, they were the people with Saras. So again, we'll say, we learned this Gemara yesterday and the day before as well, this idea of Mashiach being a Metzora. Mashiach being stricken with Saras. See, he sits between the afflicted at the gates of Yerusha, at the gates of the city. How do you know which one is Mashiach? Let's listen to this. V'kulon sharo v'asir b'chad zimna, ihu shari v'chad v'asir chad. So we'll say, the way you could tell him is the following. So Eliyahu says to Rabbi Shimon Levi, here's how you know. All of the lepers change their bandages at once. So they have all of these sores on their body. So they change their blemishes at once. They change their bandages at once. They unbandage, they treat the wound, they rebandage afterwards. Mashiach only treats one wound at a time. One wound at a time. Why so? Listen to this. Amar Duma Meba'ina Deloi Akiv. Because maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to dispatch me. And the problem is if I have all of my bandages off, then what? It's going to take me some time to rebandage and to answer the call. Therefore, if I only unbandage and rebandage one wound at a time, whenever the Ribbono Shel Olam summons me to come and redeem Klal Yisrael, I will be there. Azal Agabe. So, listen to this. Rabbi Shimon ben Levi finds Mashiach. Amrlei, Shalom Alecha Rebbe Yomori. We'll say, just I want to just point that before you even go on with the story. You know, we'll say, we're amongst Kavirim, so you could always speak openly. Sometimes there are people who we come across who don't look the way we look, who just conduct themselves in strange kinds of ways, perhaps for whatever reason don't dress the way we dress, and we're often very dismissive of those kinds of people. We often distance ourselves from those kinds of people. And just understand that at the end of the day, sometimes the holiest of people are deep cover. Sometimes the holiest of people, Rav Osai, are not the high polished individuals that we like to hold ourselves out to be. But sometimes they are amongst the most simplest of Jews. And sometimes they are of the most simplest of people. The people sometimes that are marginalized, pushed to the periphery, and often ignored. There's kiddush in every single corner of this world. And sometimes the people, again, who we don't even really give a second look at, those might be the people ultimately who make the greatest difference for Klal Yisrael. It's an important lesson to remember. Says the Gemara. So what happens? He finds Mashiach. Amar Lei, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Yomori. Says Rabbi, Shalom Aleichem. So Rabbi Shimon Levi finds Mashiach. Amar Lei, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He says, Shalom to you, Bar Levi. Now, Bar Levi means what Rabbi say? Ben Levi. He says, he's referring to him. Shalom Aleichem, the son of your father. Amar Lei, Le'imas Asimar. So Eliyahu HaNavi said, so Rabbi Yossi, here's what's amazing. So Rabbi Shimon ben Levi came to find Mashiach for what purpose? Am I going to tell him Haba? But you know, when you find Mashiach, you kind of forget about your other questions. And you have one much simpler, more profound question, which is, when are you coming? When are you coming? So the Amalei Hayom. Mashiach is coming today. So what happens? So Rabbi Shimon comes back to Elio. So Elio and Avi says, "No, what did Mashiach tell you?" Amrle, "Shalom alecha bar Levi." He said to me, "Peace be unto you, son of Levi." Amrle, "Aftecha lecha ulavucha la'amadasi." That is a telltale sign that both you and your father are bnei olam haba. Meaning, the fact that Mashiach referred to you as the son of your father means that you and your father have a portion of the world to come. We'll say that idea. By the way, why is that the sign? Why is that the sign? So, but Pashas will say what it means is that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and his father, when you refer to someone by the name of their father, what you're highlighting is their role or their link in the chain of the shalsheles hamesora. What Mashiach was saying is, both you and your father have perpetuated the very values that came from Moshe Rabbeinu all the way down. When you play your role in the transmission of the Mesorah, when you play your role as a link in the continuity of Klal Yisrael, then you are a Ben Olam Haba. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amarle Shikori Kashakabi, Dermali Hayoma Sina Velo Asa. Rabbi Shimon Levi says, Mashiach lied to me. How did he lie to me? Mashiach told me he's coming today. And yet what? He didn't come. So Amarle, Hachi Amarlecha. No. You have to speak Mashiach. What did it mean when Mashiach said, "I'm coming today"? Amarle Hachi Amarlecha. Excuse me. Amarle Hachi Amarlecha. This is what Mashiach meant to you. When he said to you, "I'm coming today," Hayom im Bekolo Tishmu. What Mashiach was really saying was what? I can come today. I can come today. If you, Klal Yisrael, get your act together, if you, Hayom, in Bekolo Tishmu, if we begin to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, heed His words, listen to His commands, then Enoch and Amashiach says, "I'm ready. I'm ready. Vaharaya, I change my bandages one bandage at a time. I never remove all the bandages at once, because I am always on call. I am always ready to respond. The problem, Mashiach, Sotei B'Shem and Levi, is not me. I am ready to come. I'm ready to respond. The problem is, Klal Yisrael, you have to be ready to act as well." The Imam is right. Shalu Tamid, what's it? Did I not tell you? Amazing mice, no? It's not over. This mice is over, but the good stuff is not over. Shalu Tamid, the mice, Rabbi Yossi bin Kisma. Emasai ben David ba. So listen to this, Rabbi. This is a fascinating episode. So the students of Yossi bin Kisma ask the Rebbe, "When is Mashiach going to come?" Amar, Messiah Emi Shema Tevakshu Mimenu Os. So listen to this, Rabbi. He says to me, "Listen, I'm willing to tell you, but I'm afraid that you're going to ask me for a sign. And I don't want to start performing miracles to convince you of the veracity of my words." Amru lo, ain olam avakshu mimcha os. Rabbi, you promised we're not going to ask you for a sign. Amru lo, he said, "Fine, here's the sign that Mashiach is coming. L'chishayipo hashar hazeh, v'yivne, v'yipo. When this wall," he was pointing out a particular wall to them, "when this wall falls down, they rebuild it. It falls down, they rebuild it, and it falls down again. Before they have time to rebuild it, that third time Mashiach will come." So the Gemara says, "Amru lo, Rabbeinu, tein lanu os. Rabbi, give us a sign that this is true." Amru lehem velo kacha amartem li she'en atem evak she'meni os. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, "But one second, you promised me you wouldn't ask me for a sign." Amru lo v'af apikein. They said, "Okay, nevertheless, can you give us a sign?" They will say, "You have to understand what this means is this is achakilo b'chol yom shavu. This is the incredible love and desire and pining and anticipatory excitement that the Jew has for Mashiach. There's not a day, there's not a moment that goes by that my neshama, even if we're not aware of it, that my neshama is not dancing for Mashiach, that my neshama is not yearning for Mashiach, that my neshama doesn't want gula." So the students are so excited to have a tangible, that they have a tangible. And Rebbe, just give us an oath, just give us something, else to solidify our faith in the coming of Mashiach. So we'll say, what happens? Amar lahem, last line, Tzadik Chesam Dalef, Im kein yahapchu mei ma'aras pamyas ladam. If that's the case, the water of the river of Pamya should turn to blood, v'nep chuladam, and ultimately again it turned to blood. B'shas p'tiraso, listen to this, when Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was dying, so he said to them, "Amar lahem, ha'mikuli aroni, bury me deep in the ground. Bury me very deep in the ground." Why? On the days, she'in kol dekel v'dekel shrabavo, she'in sus shaparsi em nikshabo. We'll say, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma was alluding to the war of Gog u'Magog. He said, the war of Gog u'Magog, there are going to be so many armies, there are going to be so many soldiers that every single palm tree in Babel will have a Persian horse tethered to it. In other words, that everything is going to be affected by war. And Abba said, there's going to be so much war, so much conflict, that the enemies who overrun Eretz Yisrael will dig up the graves, empty out the coffins, and use the coffins as troughs to feed their animals. That's how overwhelming the war is going to be. Therefore, Yosef Kisma says, bury me deep into the ground. Bury me deep in the ground so that ultimately, again, they are unable to touch my coffin. Shabbos say, just the Rishonim and Achronim actually bring up an interesting idea, which we see that at some point in time, burial in Eretz Yisrael was done in a coffin, meaning it was the norm to do it in a coffin. So today, and certainly in Yerushalayim, they don't, usually don't do it in our own, but even in many other cemeteries don't do. But you see, at least historically, at some point in time, it was come. In any event, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, bury me deep in the ground, so that during the war of Gog and Magog, the enemies of Klal Yisrael will not dig up my coffin. Amarav, in ben David ba atchet ispashet ha-malchus ha-Yisrael, tishach ha-doshim. Mashiach will only come when the Malchus, and I will say generally, when the Gemara talks about Malchus, unqualified Malchus, it usually refers to Malchus Romi, right? Rome. Now, by the way, we know Rome doesn't just mean historical Rome. Rome means Rome, historical Rome, and anything that comes out of Rome, anything that comes out of Edom. So the Gemara says, Satisha Kadosh for Naiman, Shneemar, Lochim Yipneim Ad Is Yolda, Yolda V'yasser Achav Yishuvan Al-Bnei Yisrael. Amr Ula, now we get into some amazing Gemaras. Amr Ula, Ula said, Yesi V'lo Achimena. Let Mashiach come, but I do not want to see him. I do not want to see him. We'll see what that means in just a moment. So the Gemara said, "V'chinam Rava," or actually the Gemara changed it to Rava. "V'chinam Rava, Yesi v'lo achimena." Let Mashiach come, and I don't want to see him. Rav Yosef Amar, Yesi va'aski de'isi betula dekofisa decham. Rav Yosef says, "Let him come, and I want to see him, and I'm even willing to sit in the shade of the dung of his donkey." The idea being, as we'll say, what's going to happen over here is that these great Tanaim were saying, I want Mashiach to come, but I don't want to see it. And the reason they were saying that is because the suffering and difficulty that is going to precede Messianic redemption is going to be so incredibly intense. So they said, we can't bear the thought of seeing the suffering and affliction that will precede Messianic redemption. So let him come, but I don't know that we can see it. Rabbi Yosef says, I'll see it. I want to see it. Meaning, no matter what, I want to be here. Even if it means I have to sit in the shade of the dung of his donkey, I want to be here. My time, why don't you want to see? Why is it that you don't want to see the coming of Mashiach? Mishum chavalosh Mashiach. Is it because of the suffering that precedes Mashiach? V'atanya, but we learned, Shalu tamidu v'es Rabbi Elazar, mayasa adavinatza michavalosh Mashiach. We'll say, but they ask Rabbi Elazar, what should one do in order to save themselves from Chevle Mashiach? Right? Rabbi will say, if there's one thing that's clear, it appears that everyone agrees that there's going to be some level of acute suffering in advance of Messianic arrival. So what does one do to save themselves from that difficulty, from that suffering? So the Gemara says, Yasok b'Torah u'gemilas chasodim. A person should engage in Torah and chesed. So the Gemara says, Umar ha-Torah, and Rava, you have both Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. You have nothing to worry about. Amalei Shemigra Machit. So we'll say, to which Rava responds, right now I have nothing to worry about. But just because I have nothing to worry about now, perhaps I will sin. That sin will cause me ultimately to lose my spiritual standing, and therefore I will once again become subject to the difficulty and suffering of Messianic redemption. So this is the idea of Shema Yigro Machit. Shema Yigro Machit means, which is an incredible lesson in general, about Tamin Ba'atzmacha Ad Yomosecha. I will say, no matter how much I've accomplished, no matter how much I've grown, I can never be assured that just because I've been spiritually successful until now, that is a guarantee for spiritual success going forward. Because there is the ability for man at any moment to sin, and sin in a dramatic way, and in a dramatic way that can make me lose all of my spiritual footing. So the Gemara says, where do we see this? I'm good now, but perhaps I'll sin, and as a result of sin, I will go ahead and lose my spiritual footing. I both say, the reason why it's important to live life with this mindset is because it creates spiritual vigilance. If a person realizes that in any moment, I can make a mistake that allows me to lose the entirety of my spiritual footing, that creates within me a sense of spiritual vigilance. I'm always on the lookout to make sure that I don't lose my footing. So Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Aminu, I'm going to be with you every step of your journey. Yet the pasuk says that Yaakov was exceedingly fearful. So we'll say this is talking about by the encounter with Esau. So I don't understand. What the Gemara is asking is, Yaakov, why are you exceedingly fearful? If what? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised you that he's going to be with you every step of the way, to which the Gemara says, Shai Mesiyari Shema Yigromachet. Yaakov was scared, even though things are good now, he was scared ultimately that he would lose his spiritual footing because of a sin. Kidisanyo, Adya Avaram Cha Hashem, Zubi Arishona. Bro says, Adya Avaram Cha Hashem, when your nation will come in, this refers to the first entry into Eretz Yisrael. Adya Avaram Zukanisa, Zubi Ashniya. This refers to the second entry under Ezra. Emer Me'at Teruim Ha Yisrael Asus Lem Nes Bevi Ashniya Kibi Arishona. So we'll say the fact that the Pasuk equates the second coming, although I'm using a different context, right? So the idea over here, even though the Torah creates the second coming in Eretz or the first, so I would have thought that the second entry in Eretz Yisrael should be just as miraculous as the first. So remember again, when Ezra comes up with the remnant of Klal Yisrael, there's no miracles. But yet the Pasuk links the two. I would have thought that the coming back with Ezra would have been as miraculous as the entry with Yoshua. Ela Shigara Machit. So we'll say, what changed? What changed was Klal Yisrael's spiritual level. Right, that Klal Yisrael's spiritual level, we'll say, was compromised by the time of the Bayis Sheni, as opposed to the time of the Bayis Rishon. Mechim Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaisi Velo Achimena. Rabbi Yochanan says, let Mashiach come, but I don't want to see it. We'll say, these are scary Gemaras, because what they tell you about is the suffering pre-Messianic era, that it's going to be so intense that you have these great Rabbanim saying, I want him to come. I just don't know that I want to be alive in the days preceding Messianic redemption. I'm Reish Lakish, my timer. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, what's your problem? So maybe you're nervous about the Nevuah in the Pasuk. Right? Maybe you're nervous about the Pasuk in Amos that describes the pre-Messianic era as a person who will run away from the lion, and then he'll bump into the bear, and he'll come home, put his hand on the wall, and he'll be bitten by a snake. So the Gemara is taking that to mean a reference to the suffering of the pre. You can't escape the suffering, right? First you encounter the lion, running from the lion, you get to the bear, you come home, there's the snake. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, Bo ve'erech dugmasa ba'olam hazeh. That doesn't have to refer to the trials and travails of Messianic era, but rather it could refer to the challenges even of this world. I'll give you an example. He says, Bizman shadim yotzei lasada, upaga bo santar. Imagine you go out to your field, and what happens, Abosai? You meet the santar. Abosai, who was the santar? So I don't know what the modern day equivalent of this is, but he was the guy who was in charge of like the lot line adjustments. He was like the, he was in charge of the property lines. But I will say, here was the idea.
Surveyor.
Good. Surveyor. So we'll say, so what happens? But here's the difference. In the times of the Gemara, if this guy didn't like you, he could arbitrarily decide to shrink the size of your property. So it's like going out to the field, meeting the surveyor, getting on his bad side, and he could just decide to shrink the size of your field at his whim. So what happens? So the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, "Domek misha pagabari nichnas here." What does it mean when you run into the lion? Nichnas liher pagabogabai. Then the guy runs away from the field. He runs into the city. Who does he meet in the city? The tax collector. Right. So that's the lion. Domek misha pagabodov. What does it mean that he runs into a bear? Nichnas. Excuse me. That's like running into a bear. Nichnas lebeso umatzav banav obenosa mutan barav. Then he comes home, and I will say, remember again, he's just had his field shrunken. Now again, he has his pockets emptied. That's so again, first there was the lion, then there was the bear. Now he comes into his home and he sees his family, Nebuch, starving. That's Dome Kimisha Nashcha Nachash. That's ultimately, again, like one who was bitten by a snake. Meaning to see your family suffering, to see your family in difficult times, that's like being bitten by the snake. Ela Mishum Dechsev, Sha'alu Na'u Ra'u. It's a verse, and now the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Sha'alu Na'u Ra'u. Im Yoleit Zachar, Madua Ra'isi. So what is this supposed to be? Myra isi kol gever. What does it mean that I've seen every man? Amarav bar Yitzchak amarav misha kol gvura shalom. Pasuk is a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one to whom all strength belongs. Umay v'nepchu kol panim liyirak. And what does it mean? His face became pale. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pamalya Shamala upamalya shamata. The Bible says this refers ultimately again to the kingdom above and the kingdom below. B'shosh she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Halalu ma'ase yadai, v'halalu ma'ase yadai, eich avot elu mipnei elu. Rabbi said, this is actually a very dramatic Gemara. The Gemara says over here, that when Klal Yisrael has its conflict, so we often assume that at the end of the day, if we're suffering, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come to our aid because we're Klal Yisrael. So sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, of course I'm going to come to Klal Yisrael's aid, but understand, coming to Klal Yisrael's aid necessitates me destroying someone else. And it's hard for me to destroy one set of children to benefit another set of children. What's a very important yisod? Klal Yisrael, we haven't cornered the market on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribono Shel Olam is the God of all humanity. And just like we saw again by Yam Suf, that the Ribono Shel Olam would not allow the Malachim to sing Shira when the Mitzrim were drowning in the sea. So there's always this seesaw of emotion for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He makes promises to us. He's good for his promises. Salvation will come. But at the end of the day, understand that it's difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to meet our punishments for any of his children. Amar Papa, Hanu Da'amri Inshi, this is the famous adage that people say. So we'll say, this is the adage that people say when the ox falls and is no longer eating from his trough, the master will replace it with a horse, and when the ox heals, and the master has to replace the horse with the ox, it's difficult for the master. Now, it definitely flows better in Aramaic, right? But the idea that the Gemara is saying over here is, if a person has an animal, I have an ox, and the ox eats from the trough, something happens to the ox, it breaks its leg, so it's in the barn recuperating. So I put the horse by the trough, I give the horse the opportunity to eat from the trough. When the ox heals and wants to reassume its place by the trough, I'm going to have to remove the horse. But it's hard for me because I see how much the horse enjoys the trough. So the idea over here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands Klal Yisrael was high, then Klal Yisrael's sins were made lower, oppressed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts another nation on high. Then when it comes time to replace that upper nation with Klal Yisrael, just understand, there's a tension for the Ribono Shel Olam. There's a tension for HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever he has to shift the places of his children. So Mar goes weiter. Amrav Gid Amrav, I will say first of the intermediate wide lines. Amrav Gid Amrav, Asidin Yisrael Da'achli Shnei Mashiach. We'll say, listen to this. Klal Yisrael, ultimately again, is going to have Soveh Shaya Ba'osin Yom Shal Yisrael years. We'll say, the years of Mashiach will be years of plenty. Years of plenty, years of incredible sova. Amar Rav Yosef, pshita. So Rav Gidl says, essentially, Klal Yisrael is going to enjoy material benefit in the times of Mashiach. So it comes along, Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef says, pshita, that's obvious. Ve'elaman echo. Ve'elaman ochil. Chilik u'bilik. They will say, so chilik u'bilik is like the Talmudic equivalent of Joe Shmo. Right? So again, he says over here, so Rav Yosef says, Rav Gidl, I don't understand. Of course, Klal Yisrael is going to benefit in the Messianic era. Who else is going to get it? Chilik and Bilik? Right? Which usually also refers to some Gentiles. So who's going to, I mean, Gentiles are going to get it? Of course, Klal Yisrael is going to benefit from it. So the Gemara says, so the Chilik and Bilik, Achilu, Lafugid and Rav Hillel, I'm supposed to get into this. No, rather, Rav Gidl was coming to exclude the position of Rav Hillel. What did Rav Hillel say? Da'amer, Ein Mashiach Li Yisrael. We'll say, get ready for this. Rav Hillel says, there will not be another coming of Moshiach for Klal Yisrael. Shekvar achluhu bimei Chizkiyah. Mashiach came. Rav Hillel says, now where does Mashiach came? So remember again, we saw Chizkiyah HaMelech could have been Mashiach, but Klal Yisrael was not on the level to merit it. Yet, during the reign of Chizkiyah HaMelech, Klal Yisrael enjoyed incredible spiritual and material wealth. Remember again, we saw the incredible level of learning that existed during times of Chizkiyahu and the incredible material benefit as well. Rav Hillel posits, Rav Osai, that we have already enjoyed the benefits of Messianic era, yet without the actual Mashiach coming. Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. We didn't merit the actual revelation of Mashiach, but we already enjoyed the benefits of Messianic era. Therefore, Rav Gidl comes along and explicitly states, Rav Hillel, you are absolutely, unequivocally wrong. Mashiach has not yet come. That everybody agrees with. But even the material blessing that we enjoyed during the times of Chizkiyahu, that was not Messianic blessing. That was in the merit of King Chizkiyahu and the merit of Klal Yisrael. Amar Rav, lo ivri amar el David. Rav said the world was only created for David HaMelech to be able to sing his beautiful shiros as his shpachos. Ushmol lamar lamoshe. Shmol said, no, the world was only created ultimately again for Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to bring us the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan lamar l'mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, the world was only created ultimately for messianic redemption. Mashmo. Rabbi said, what is the name of Mashiach? Debei Reb Shilo Amri Shilo. So some say his name is Shilo. Shene Amar Ad Kiyavo Shilo. Parshas Vayechi. Debei Reb Yana Amar Yinun Shmo. His name is Yinun. Shene Amar Yehi Shmo Li Olam Lifnei Shemesh Yinun Shmo. His name will exist before the sun and will continue forever. Debei Rabbi Chanina Amar Chanina Shmo. Oh, that's interesting, right? Yeah. So Rabbi Chanina said, his name is Chanina. Shene Amar Ashelo Etein Lachem Chanina V'yesh Omrim Menachem ben Chizkiya Shmo. Others say his name is Menachem ben Chizkiya. Shneemar ki rachok mimeni Menachem meshiv nafshi. The Gemara says Rabbanan Amri chiyura debei Rav Shmo. Others will say, actually, you know what? We're going to stop over here for today. We'll pick up in Mir Hashem with this next part of messianic names. B'shat Tov Mitzlachos. Tomorrow, we'll say we take this opportunity to wish the Abramsons a Mazel Tov on the bris of their son. That is going to take place in Mirat Hashem right after the 7:15 minyan. Shabizok halachniso beviso sha'ab lavino bizmano. The gadol, the Torah, the chuppah, the masen Torah.